All right, what up, though? It's your boy CB, that's Chill B, and this is the Chill Bravado Podcast. And it's time to Falcon Around and find out that the Falcons have now named their new head coach in Raheem Morris. Not BB, not Bill Belichick, but Raheem Morris. And surprisingly, we find ourselves split in the fan base of those who wanted the old guy, and those who wanted the new and improved guy with a second chance. All right, all right. Once again, we are here at Chill Bravado Podcast. We appreciate you guys tuning in. And I'm so happy that we have at least picked a head coach. Because I was really setting up to talk about all the many candidates. And I was going through the names and going through it. And I really didn't want to do that. But I knew that I thought we were going to have another 2 weeks at least before we picked a head coach. And oh me, oh my, we have finally picked the head coach to go into this current season with. So now, you know, Raheem Morris is the guy. And there's a lot of things to talk about now in Atlanta. And I'm seeing the split. I'm seeing the fans. I've seen people say that's a bad move. I'm seeing former Tampa Bay fans saying that's a terrible move. But they're basing that off of 13 years ago, when a young Raheem Morris was head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I was encouraging the Falcon fan. I said, listen, man, we can't go off that. You know how much he's learned since then? You know, I mean, he was our interim for a little while there after Dan Quinn. Raheem Morris is a well-rounded guy. He's well-rounded. He's coached on both sides of the ball, offense, defense. And if you've seen all the players that came out in support of him, when he was named the Falcons head coach, the franchise first African-American coach, which is crazy. When you think of ATL, it's like the second coming of Chocolate City, baby, you know. But, yeah, it's the first time it ever happened. Arthur Blank wanted Bill Belichick. He scared me to death because I thought I was going to have to get used to saying Coach Belichick here in Atlanta. And I wasn't like going to be like some of the people who was going to leave the fan base and to jump ship and go somewhere else because Bill came. No, I was just going to be brutally honest with how he coached, how he drafted, and how he did things here if he was to come. I mean, that's how it was going to be. And with Raheem Morris, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to be critical and I'm going to be, you know, appreciative if he does well. If he does bad, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what I don't like about what he's doing. But since, you know, this is not Bill and he was going to come and try to, you know, have the front office type role as well. So now all I got to do is focus on Raheem Morris's coaching. And then we'll look at Terry Fontenot, and I guess he's still in the house now because now the Bill's not here for the draft. And now we're all curious about what coordinator is Raheem Morris going to get for the offense. So this is what we're looking at. We're looking at Zach Robinson, who is the quarterback coach of the Rams. A lot of the Rams players and former players that he had all talked so happy about, you know, him getting this job. And you had to look and see what he did with that defense and the players that he really turned up over there with the Rams. People forget that this guy is a part of a Super Bowl winning organization with the Rams. He was there, yes. So Sean McVay sound bittersweet, happy that he got his opportunity again, but also sad that he's leaving, so he has to replace that. When Ryan Nielsen accepted the Jacksonville Jaguars offer to go to be DC there, that kind of scared me because I thought that meant Bill Belichick was coming. Because, I mean, if you got a defensive-minded head coach, you probably don't really need a guy like Ryan Nielsen calling your defense. So now it makes sense that Ryan Nielsen heads on over to the Jags, you know, so he can, you know, do what he does best, and that's called defense. We appreciate what he did for us in this 1 year. It was fun to watch. A lot of people are like, oh, no, he's gone. What are we going to do? He was, you know, it's okay, people. It's okay. Because I would like to thank, although Ryan Nielsen was a guy that had the players buy in, and they went out there and they performed at a high level. They performed in big moments. They performed with, you know, stud free agents. I mean, you got to think about it. Our best players on defense were probably all guys that came in this, you know, recent year from free agency. You had, of course, you know, Jesse Bates. You know, he came in free agency. Good signing. Of course, you had Caden Ellis, who he came in. Good signing. And then you have David Onyemata. He came in. Great signing. So these guys all came in and were able to produce year one. So now I can only imagine what they're going to be able and capable to do with Raheem Morris, who's way more experienced than Ryan Nielsen. And he's put himself in conversations of being a top defensive mind in this league. So, I mean, not a guy you think of, but people forget, man. Like, this guy's been coaching all over. And that's going to go a long way, because now you're a head coach, you're a communicator, you know, you're a motivator. You know, you're all these things. You check all these boxes as you are going back to the head coaching role with a lot more experience. Some of these offensive coordinators, like, let's talk about the former head coach, Arthur Smith, who was a good offensive coordinator. But when you take that coordinator and now make him a head coach, he might want to focus on the X's and O's when he got to, you know, worry about, you know, the Joes. You know, you got to worry about your guys and keep them motivated in a way that it's more than just calling plays. So I'm excited to see what the next move is going to be as far as offensive coordinator. I know people are sour because they wanted Ben Johnson and Brian and, you know, and somebody was like, if we're going to get a defensive-minded coach, why not go get the Ravens defensive coordinator? Da, da, da. You know, if we were going to go young and up-and-coming, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with Bobby Slowick and all these guys. But since we're going with a guy with experience, we're going with a guy who's getting a second chance at it. I mean, and, you know, everybody's making excuses online. Not excuses, but making the point that Andy Reid and Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, all these guys did better on their second chances. And I'm not about to sit here and make it seem like Raheem Morris is about to go win a Super Bowl this year. But I'm just excited to see what's the process going to look like now that we're reset. I didn't want to see Bill Belichick because I feel like in 3 years we're going to be having this kind of coaching thing again, unless they were going to have a successor to him and he slides into the front office. But, you know, when Jim fell off the board and went to the Chargers, I was like, yeah, he probably want to go for the quarterback and he can figure out the rest with the Chargers. Been successful everywhere he went. I was nervous then that Bill Belichick would be the guy that fallen on that. But I stand corrected. Raheem Morris, the guy who I had in my list of like, okay, this guy's a strong, you know, candidate for this job. He has more experience than the rest of these guys. He's just not an offensive coordinator. And I feel like since offense is skewed so much of the league and we lean that way so much and so heavily, we feel like we have to have the up-and-coming offensive coordinator guy in order to be successful. And I feel like Raheem Morris can go in and make us competitive again, and let's see what we bring in the draft. Let's see what we bring in free agency. Let's see if all those connections that he have across the league and all the good things are said about him, let's see if we can use that to our advantage to have better players come in, to have a team that can draft and use these young players, motivate them to get something out of them. But I know everybody's thinking, who's the offensive coordinator going to be? I know everybody's thinking it. It's a plethora of guys that could go. And we're going to find out soon. So that's the next chip. Who's the OC going to be? Then who's the quarterback going to be? I heard that someone was reporting that LSU's offensive coordinator is another guy they're looking at. And it makes you think, if they do that, does that mean they're drafting McDaniel? And speaking of McDaniel, if Bill came, you know, McDaniel's coming, you know, Matt Patricia was coming, which is going to make my stomach hurt. And I can see my head hurting from that. So now, for those fans who are very down on this move, saying it's terrible, for those Tampa Bay fans who want to pick, you know, nitpick and say something about 13 years ago, relax. Let's see what it happens. Let's see what's going to happen. Let's see what they do. And that's all I got to say right now. I just wanted to come in and tell guys to chill out. Calm down. This is the Chill Bravado Podcast. I am confident that this can go well our first year. Just as confident as I am and the Panthers and their new head coach, because no one's seen that coming. And I can't wait to see the overreaction from the fans on that. But tune in to the All Things Sports Podcast with my boy JR, and he'll give you his first reaction, his now reaction, and then once we get to the draft and all these... Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. You got to wait for the draft. They don't have a first-round pick. Yeah. Anywho, this is your boy CB. I appreciate you for tuning in. Falcon Rider found out we got a new coach who can lead us into new waters.